My name is Laura Tripp, and I'll be discussing the necessity of China's 2030 greenhouse gas emissions goal. Millions of families lose loved ones every year because of China's negligence to take care of the environment. Unfortunately, this is often disregarded because environmental concerns tend to be distant and unimportant to many people. In China, however, smog, or an unhealthy mixture of fog and pollutants, is a constant threat to Chinese citizens. China has recently begun to acknowledge the damaging effects of its greenhouse gas emissions through their plan to peak emissions by 2030. The United Nations Climate Change Summit in Paris in late 2015 presents a perfect opportunity for China to show how willing they are to make changes and fulfill their promise of peaking emissions by 2030. It will be in China's best interest to maintain this plan because as a world power, they have the responsibility to be an example for other nations. They need to keep pace with the goals and advancements of other countries, and they need to create a safe place for travelers and Chinese citizens. In order to maintain its status as a world power, China needs to preserve the support of other countries by showing its commitment to improving the environment and helping developing nations. According to the Namibian, other countries were against China at the last climate talk in Copenhagen when Chinese representatives were against the goals of reducing carbon. In order to prevent further hostilities, China should reaffirm their emissions goal in agreement with the other nations' plans. Xi Xinhua and Chris Buckley of the New York Times present ideas about China being an example for developing countries. Therefore, China's pledge to peak greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 is extremely important so all nations have a common time frame and an example to go by in mind. Part of lowering greenhouse gas emissions is finding alternate energy sources or more renewable energy sources, including wind, water, and solar energy. As part of China's plan for improvements, the Chinese government plans to have 20% of its energy come from non-fossil sources by 2030. Planning the transition to renewable resources helps China set an example for other nations while they are also advancing for the future and staying ahead of other countries. It would be best for them to meet their 2030 emissions goals so they will have the upper hand later on when they have already developed methods for withdrawing energy while other countries are just beginning. A 2.3% drop in the use of coal from 2014 to 2015, reaffirmed by Greenpeace and the International Energy Agency, confirms that it would not be a good idea to continue using coal. The drop in coal usage and the fact that China can base economic success off these changes to renewable resources exhibits why the goal to peak greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 seems to be a logical and required goal for future success. It will be difficult for China to have any success, however, if they do not attempt to maintain public support. Part of this support should come from their citizens who are fed up with the smog that inhabits every large city. China is now checking in on its corporations' pollution output because every passing year, China's atmosphere results in over a million premature deaths, accumulates more acidic rainfall which harms China's farming, causes scholars to prefer studying elsewhere, and damages the tourism industry. How can China allow these deaths and other damaging effects to go on when there is a potential solution? According to the Namibian, the smog is driving public anger and discontent with communist authorities. For these reasons, China cannot allow the emission of greenhouse gases to continue to grow because their cities would become too unsafe to live in and it could lead to protests and revolts. China is also trying to meet the needs of the rest of the world by preparing for the Winter Olympics of 2022 through their work to decrease the pollutants in the air. Therefore, the decision to change over to more renewable resources and peak greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 is not just for global warming. It will save lives and secure success and support from China's citizens and other nations in the future. As opposed to those pleading for a drop in emissions, some individuals believe it will cause too many issues to reduce emissions by 2030, and a slower approach would be better. They may argue that it would be increasingly difficult to reach that goal because coal has been greatly involved in the economic success of China, and in the coming decade, urban areas will have an additional 250 million Chinese moving from the countryside. Considering these challenges, China's spokesperson on environmental concerns, Xi Xinhua, assures that China will stick to their promises despite the difficulties and that their goals were derived from a cooperation developed by scientists over a period of 2 years. The enlistment of these scientists shows that China has spent the time and money ensuring the details of their 2030 plan are realistic and worthwhile. Not only is China capable of achieving the 2030 goal, but it will also be required in order to meet the global warming goal that is being discussed at the Paris Climate Summit. The atmosphere will not be put on hold while corporations attempt to find alternate methods of energy or other methods for producing income that do not involve greenhouse gases. China has proven their dedication to lowering greenhouse gas emissions in spite of complications because people's lives and the future of the world are at stake. The dedication of the Chinese government demonstrates the path to a better environment has already begun. China should persist with the transition to renewable resources so they can meet their goal of peaking greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. It'd also be beneficial to encourage the movement of Chinese citizens into outer suburbs and the country in order to prevent overpopulation in the cities. For those who would prefer a slower approach or do not understand the importance of lowering greenhouse gas emissions as soon as possible, China could clearly state their intentions and reasons for action in a press conference or press release following the climate summit in late 2015. Once all countries begin the movement to protect the environment, the world will be a safer and more sustainable place for future generations.